This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
Hey, Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. Sure glad you're joining us. I'm back in fighting form. Took a couple of weeks off, get a little summer break, but I'm back with you now. We're broadcasting today out of New Orleans, Louisiana, in the deepest of deep southern states. But we often broadcast throughout the country. Had some, done some broadcasting up in North Carolina. I'll be out on the West Coast in August. But we're back in the normal location here right now. I want to tell you a little bit about my trip. And got a full show today. We're going to talk about chocolate snorting. You know that's a new fad. I mean, every time we turn around, there's something else going up your nose. Now it's chocolate. I'll have a doctor from Dallas talk to us about chocolate snorting a little later on down the line. Got a best-selling author who happens to be blind. I'm anxious to talk to him about what it's like to be blind and how you get through your day and how do you write a book that's become a real bestseller when you were blind. It'll be a fascinating time to talk about him. I was up in the North Carolina mountains for the last couple of weeks. Wonderful time. It's quite a change from those of us living in the Gulf South, where the temperature today is probably going to be in the mid-90s, almost 100% humidity, so it feels like 100 degrees. You folks out west that are listening, Las Vegas, moving on out to Northern California, you got a lot of hot weather. My daughter's up in the Portland, Oregon area, where it's mid-90s up there today. So it was great to be up in the mountains and take a break. Low 70s during the day, low 60s. At night, sweater weather. We have a family home up in the high mountains, the Blue Ridge Mountains. Those of you folks know that area. Boone, North Carolina, just south of Boone, is a little community called Linville. And we often go up to Linville and kind of tune out and made a lot of friends with the locals up there. North Carolina is kind of my second home. I was went to the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill as an undergraduate before I came on back home to Louisiana. And so it's just great to get up there and get away a little bit. And by the way, there's been really a lot of development in those mountains. And one thing I found, we're foodies on this show. We love to talk about good food and restaurants all over the country. I found up there that really the food has improved dramatically. Used to be barbecue and country ham is what you'd have when you went up to the North Carolina mountains just as you approach Virginia. But now they've really got some fine restaurants up there, and looks like they're getting more creative in the cooking, even in local country food restaurants. One evening we went to a place called Banner Elk, North Carolina. Again, that's from Boone. It's maybe southwest from Boone, 10, 12 miles. And this is out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's not in the little community of Banner Elk. If you go about 5 miles out of Banner Elk on a winding country road where there is not a thing except a couple of farms, then you turn up a hill and see this magnificent restaurant that probably has ceilings of 40 feet in the air. It's called Artisanal. And I'll tell you, I had as good a meal at Artisanal as I've had in a long, long time. That's saying a lot when you live in Louisiana. You folks that know New Orleans, when you can get all these outstanding restaurants in New Orleans, you go to Banner Elk, North Carolina, and find just a magnificent meal. Had a great piece of veal and the salads and the soups and just everything about it was very creative. There's a chef there. His wife is Indian. I believe he's Hispanic. And they've leased this restaurant site by a country club up there. So any of you in that North Carolina area, you ought to give Artisanal a try. We've got a lot of listeners in North Carolina. I guess the closest to that area would be Statesville, which is WSIC 1400 AM listeners up in Statesville, North Carolina, right on highway on US 40 is where they're located. They're pretty close, and I guess the listeners can hear in the Statesville station up in Artisanal. But anyway, just a wonderful experience to eat the good food I found so interesting. And then I get away and fly fish. I don't know if any of you have ever fly fished. If you live, you listeners out west know a lot about fly fishing. And even on the East Coast, in a number of streams, there's fly fishing going on. In the mountains, it's a must. I have gone fly fishing in Alaska by myself out in the middle of nowhere for several days. And I fly fished a good part of the country. Not as much as I'd like, but a good part. I'm not a great caster. But I like to take a little, if any of you know anything about fly fishing, I got a little Orvis two-piece, two-weight, six-foot-long graphite rod. I borrowed it from a friend many, many years ago and never gave it back. I sent him a check. I said, I'll send you a check. I'm not giving it back to you. I like this fly rod too much. And in any event, in the streams, in the mountain streams, you've got lots of underbrush and overbrush, trees hanging down. So you can't make those long casts like you saw Brad Pitt make it, what the river flows through it, that movie that Brad Pitt made. By the way, he had his stand-in for those casts he was making, going 20 and 30 yards. Unbelievable casting in that movie. But these are short casts because you're trying to get under the brush and not get all tangled. And so you get a local fly that's tied up there. You don't use live bait if you don't know much about fly fishing. You can use live bait, but in this instance, I used local fly tires tie a fly that looks like the local bug up that way. And I go up to a place called Faye's General Store, which is a little local general store, been there for 100 years. Faye Hughes and her husband, Paul, keep it going. They've got all kinds of fly rod equipment. It's just the basic general store, too. You can get food, whatever you want up there that the locals go to shop. But Paul Hughes tied me a stone fly and also a G-Nell fly. And they look just like the local bugs. So you put that on your fly rod and you cast it, and I'm not bad. I'm not bad, but the folks with me were a lot better. Around me, they were casting and catching a lot more than I was catching up that way. But I spent several hours casting with my rod and caught a few small brook trout and threw them back. Up North Carolina, by the way, does a marvelous job. They turn loose hundreds of thousands of fish into local streams, trout into local streams. So you've got lots of trout, particularly the best time of year is October. And I'll be back up there in October. I'm going to take a couple of long weekends and go up and fly fish up in October up there. But that's by far the best time of year because that's when all the trout are turned loose. They turn them loose about early October. And so you get up there the third week of October, and, I mean, you've just got to be almost sitting there and turn your back to the place without catching a lot of fish up there. There's so many fish to catch. Anyway, a wonderful time, and took a drawing class. I'm a terrible drawer, and I just happened to wander into a drawing class one day for some that the locals were giving. And the lady gave me a good tip. She said, look, take some tracing paper, get a magazine cover, turn it upside down, and then kind of trace it. And do that and practice for a while. And you know what? Before you know it, you're going to be a pretty good drawer. And so that's what I've been doing. I've just been taking a magazine I picked up some tracing paper at a local art shop, and kind of learned to trace. I'm not real good at it, but it's fun. I'm enjoying it. Gives me some additional focus. One thing I did up in the mountains. And the other thing is music. You can't go up in the Blue Ridge Mountains without taking bluegrass and the local music scene. There are several local bluegrass festivals. I didn't take an instrument with me. I play a banjo, a little tenor guitar I've got, play a terrible mandolin. Banjo, I used to, you wouldn't believe this. Let me tell you what I did. I put my way through Tulane Law School by playing my banjo on Bourbon Street five nights a week, from probably 8 to midnight. Did that for years. We're going to talk about student loans and a whole section on that coming up next about our kids today. Should they just borrow their way through money? Should your tax dollars and my tax dollars forgive their loans? I don't think so. So I'll give you some history on that. But I worked my way through law school playing that banjo at your father's mustache right there on Bourbon Street. Many of you have gone up and down that crazy street of Bourbon in New Orleans. And that was the way I develop some income to get me through law school. So share that with you. We'll come back and talk about those student loans in a minute. Our website, by the way, is www.radiocommonsense.com. Hope you'll check it out. You can see who our guests are and see my weekly column. I wrote about being up in the mountains this week, and I think you'll enjoy seeing the column. Again, that's RadioCommonSense.com. Here's what we're going to do. Let me go freshen up my coffee. Hope you'll do the same thing. Come on back. We'll relax a little bit. I got some more to tell you as we make some more common sense. Be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yadi!
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
We We had talked before on the first segment of the show about working for the summer. Most of you worked your way through school, high school, and college. Most kids do that when I was growing up, but the trends are changing a good bit now. And I don't mind if a kid doesn't work when they're going to high school or college. That's their decision. But the factors play into the whole federal student loan program. There's, I don't know how many billions of dollars that are have been encumbered with student loans, federally guaranteed student loans. And now there's a big demand from certain segments of the population that these loans be forgiven. And I saw, so just to give you some figures to put in perspective for you, there's some studies showing that up to 65% of high school seniors have applied for assistance. 65%. That's up from, maybe a third were applying maybe 20 years ago. So there's been a massive jump, double the amount of high school kids who are applying for aid to college. And I understand that if your parents need to help you, then you want that aid. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'll tell you a little bit about my situation. I've had a number of jobs in high school and college to get me through. I was fortunate enough to have an athletic scholarship when I was at the University of North Carolina. But in law school, I didn't, and I got a student-backed or federal-backed government aid form. It took me 10 years to pay off that scholarship help. I paid every bit of it off with the interest. And the interest wasn't cheap back then. It was like 6 or 7%. So you factored all that in. When I was practicing law, every month I paid back my loan. And so here's the trend that concerns me. More and more kids are not working when they're going to school. They're just borrowing that money. Let me read an article that came out of the Economics Review. It says, for many, not working is a choice. For many kids, not working is a choice. And it says, instead of baling hay, scooping ice cream, or stocking supermarket shelves in July and August, today's teens are more likely to be enrolled in summer school, doing volunteer work to burnish their college credentials, or just hanging out with their friends. And so, that's a choice. Nobody knows more. You listeners know about how we talk about freedom of choice all the time. That's fine. But when the population is relying on the federal government for student loans, that's where you get into a whole murky area about what your personal responsibility is. And so when you've got two-thirds of college kids applying for student loans, getting student loans, Then what happens, they graduate from school, and they say, wait a minute, I can't pay off that loan. Yes, I didn't really work any to get through school, and I decided just to take some time off and think and meditate, but now I'm having to pay the student loan back. The government needs to step in and help me. Well, it didn't step in and help most of you listeners out that way. I mean, if I had a loan, an obligation, I paid it. I think I saw where the student debt is just, by some articles, outrageous at $35,000 or $40,000. Some kids owe as much as $50,000 when they graduate. I owed $75,000 1966, $75,000, which is, what's that today? $150,000, $200,000, and I paid it all off. I worked and I paid it all off. I was tickled to death if the government gave me that help. And along with that, when I went to school, I said earlier in the show, I played a banjo at your father's mustache. I was the night manager of a flea bag hotel down in New Orleans that gave me a job. I coached a little league football. I picked up whatever odd jobs I could get. I'll tell you one of my most embarrassing jobs. Just this between you and me, don't tell anybody this, but remember Yogi Bear? Hey, Yogi Bear. I got a job. I think they paid me $15 to go out to stay around, go around the fences of the playgrounds and dress up like Yogi Bear and say, hey, Yogi Bear, ho ho, ho ho, and because the new Yogi Bear movie had come out. So I took any kind of job to pay my bills to get me through school. Then I had the loan, and I paid the loan off. And each one of you listening, either you or members of your family have the same story to tell. You went through the very same thing as you worked your way through school, as did my mother and father work their way through school. And I paid the loan off. And so it's a little concerning to me that someone says, well, it took this to get through college. Well, I'm not sure if you're running up $100,000 debt and you're complaining about the tuition that's costing you so much at Harvard or Yale or Brown or Stanford, maybe you shouldn't be going to that expensive school. There's some very fine public universities out there. I mentioned I went to the University of North Carolina, an outstanding public college. There are many great junior colleges where you go for the first 2 years that are much more reasonable than you transfer into a full college. And so there's a number of options out there for kids to where they can work, maybe borrow some money, but make it more reasonable so that when they do graduate from college, they can handle a student loan. They get themselves a job and pay off that student loan. I just don't think it's fair for you taxpayers, you and I as taxpayers, to let someone not really work that much go to a school that maybe is over their head, they really can't afford. They run up a very major debt of loans, and they say, well, hey, you got to help me pay it. They come to the taxpayers, need to bail me out. That's how I've got to get out of this. I can't handle this alone. Where does the personal responsibility come in? And when you've got billions of dollars out there of student loans outstanding that are not being collected on in many instances, is it fair for taxpayers to pay all those things out? And that's a big debate going on in this country today. I say no. I say no. I think that you ought to be tickled to death the government's giving you a loan. They're making that money available to you. Tickled to death you got that. And if it takes you some time to pay it off, you can spread that over a period of time. I took my student loan and paid it off after 10 years. And it was tough. I had when I paid off that loan, I had three kids. I had three daughters that I was raising. But I had to make things work. I had to balance the budget. I had to make things work. I wasn't there for a government handout. I did appreciate the government loan. I greatly appreciate the government loan. But I paid it all back. And there are millions of stories out there of listeners like you out there right now that are saying, hey, I did the same thing. Or my niece or nephew, maybe my son did the same thing. It's just not fair that they have to pay off that loan. So I just share that with you. Read a great article, by the way, about by Kirk Douglas. Remember Spartacus, Kirk Douglas, Michael Douglas's dad? Marvelous actor. And he was talking about the fact of all the jobs he had. He hitchhiked up to a small college because it's about the only one he thought he could afford. Then he worked on evenings and summers to pay his tuition to get through school and became a very successful actor. Won the Academy Award. I think he won the Academy Award for Spartacus. Any event, we're coming to a head in Congress with priorities, and one is, do we pay off student loans, or is there responsibility of those who borrow to pay off a loan? I think there's that obligation on the individual. Hey, this is the Jim Brown Show. My website is radiocommonsense.com. That is radiocommonsense.com. Glad you're listening with us today. Go on the website. You'll see some articles I've written, and you can give me your comments. Have some fun on the website there, too. We're going to take a pause right now. Got lots more to talk to you about. Hey, they're putting down President Jefferson and President Jackson, I'll tell you, right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Politically correct continues in so many facets of our lives, some justified, but others to me are very questionable. Let me tell you about the current state of the Democratic Party in this country. Now, let me preface this by telling you that I was a Democratic elected official in my home state of Louisiana for 28 years. I was the state senator. I was a delegate to the Constitutional Convention, helped write our present Constitution. I was the Secretary of State. I was the Insurance Commissioner. Always ran as a Democrat. Louisiana was a strong Democratic state. Didn't have a problem with it. Sometimes we differed with the Democrats on the national level. But by and large, we were in sync under a number of Democratic presidents. And the country didn't do all that bad. Whether you think of Bill Clinton, I got to tell you, in the 90s, the country went pretty well. Well, now the perspectives have changed. We've got this huge fight up in Washington, D.C., party against party. If you're not a Democrat, if you're a Republican and you want to deal with a Democrat, the Democrat is your enemy, and vice versa. It's a whole different world, and we know we've talked about that before. Well, here's what's happening in the Democratic Party. Every year in the summer, in every state in the country, Democrats have what they call a Jefferson Jackson dinner, which is a major fundraising source. And they'll have some prominent Democrat, some U.S. senator, some prominent Democrat around the country come in and be the speaker. The party will sell tickets. And again, it's a way of raising funds and emphasizing the activities of the Democratic Party. And the Jefferson Jackson Day goes on, in Jefferson Jackson Day celebration. Usually a banquet goes on in every state in the country, all over America. Well, that has now changed in a number of states. In a number of states, it's just not politically correct to acknowledge Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, or Andrew Jackson. Now, let's talk about these guys. Thomas Jefferson is, by any measure of any historian, is one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. He's a true genius. He was so talented in so many ways. He was an architect. He took the Bible and cut out just the words of Jesus and made his own Bible in the Old Testament, rather in the New Testament. He is the primary author of the Declaration of Independence, which is certainly one of the most influential and consequential documents in the history of the world. I think everyone would agree to that. Jefferson was a giant of a figure, and he's recognized all over America, from the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., to cities all over the country named after Jefferson. Counties, Jefferson counties are found everywhere. Everyone would think that Jefferson would be a huge factor. And although you didn't have political parties when George Washington was the first president, Thomas Jefferson was the third president, Jefferson's philosophy and his foundation laid the balance for the forming of the Democratic Party. Then you've got Andrew Jackson. Jackson was the seventh president, a real war hero who fought so many battles on behalf of his country. He saved my home city of New Orleans. He saved it with the Battle of New Orleans. If it wasn't for Andrew Jackson coming in and putting together a ragtag army, the British would have prevailed, and who knows what America would be like today. We could be, in many parts of this country, still British, which I'm not saying that'd be the end of the world, but history would have changed dramatically. And it stayed on focus of keeping the Union together because of Andrew Jackson, two great Americans. But the Democrats have concluded in state after state after state that they are persona non grata. We don't want to have the author of the Declaration of Independence tied to the Democratic Party in any way. We don't have this war giant, the seventh president, who was such a war hero, who saved Louisiana and a lot of the Gulf Coast from the British invasion. We don't want to acknowledge him. He's persona non grata. He is not acceptable. Why? Because both presidents own slaves. Both presidents freed a number of their slaves, but the fact remains that both presidents had slaves. So did George Washington, the first president of the United States. He was a slaveholder. So were the first seven presidents of the United States. The first seven presidents of the United States were all slaveholders. Because they held slaves at a time when it was legal to have slavery, to where the battle lines had not been drawn on the Civil War yet, to where lots of people owned, and I'm not justifying it. Slavery was wrong. We needed the 13th Amendment much earlier than it came to being. But they both were slaveholders. So because they were slaveholders, Thomas Jefferson and Andrew Jackson are not acceptable to be part of the Democratic Party. No more Jefferson-Jackson dinners. They're now, I think they're calling it, what are they calling it? Something about the blue, you know, we're supposed to be this red country, blue country. So now they're calling the Progress Blue, I think, the dinner. The Progress Blue dinner, I believe, is what a number of states are calling it. So we get rid of Jefferson and Jackson. I guess, do we get rid of the Jefferson Memorial up in Washington, D.C.? Will the Democratic Party move in that direction? Will they outlaw towns? I was up at Jefferson and West Jefferson, North Carolina here just 2 weeks ago. There's a Jefferson County, we call them parishes, county down where I live in Louisiana. There are Jackson County there, and then you go to about any state in the country and you'll see Jefferson and Jackson being honored. I think that attitude is going to build more and more on making the Democratic Party more irrelevant. If it wasn't for the outrageous finance laws in this country, There is plenty of room for a third party in this country today. And let me tell you, I'm not here just beating up on the Democrats. The Republicans have been highly irresponsible. This whole health care debate, they've been voting against the Obamacare for 8 years. Now they got nothing on the table to offer. What they offer is Obama light, Trump care, Obama light. And right down the line, the Republicans have been just as irresponsible in the way they try to govern. You could vote both. When it comes to fiscal responsibility in Washington, D.C., you could put both parties in a sack, shake them up, reach down not looking, and pull out either one. It wouldn't make any difference. It wouldn't make any difference. And so we need a good cleansing is what we need. And I'd like to see a growing third-party movement. Problem is that both parties in Congress have written such restrictive campaign finance laws that only they benefit. It's very hard for an independent to generate dollars or to stop the hundreds of millions, the billions of dollars that come in from all over the country. So until you stop the money or change the finance laws, you're going to limit what a third party can do. And that's very unfortunate. It's not healthy for the country. In any event, I just point that out about Thomas Jefferson and Jackson. And of course, this comes on the heels of the whole monument debate where we're tearing down monuments up in Virginia, in St. Louis, down in New Orleans, where Jefferson Davis, Robert E. Lee have been dismantled. They took the two statues and put them over in kind of a junkyard, stuck them over into a junkyard. Magnificent sculptures, whatever you think of the men, the statues are just very imposing, magnificent sculptures. I went and looked at them both before they got torn down. And they're in a junkyard is where they are right now, not even covered, not being protected at all. That's how they've been disregarded. And so it would have been great to give a balance of history. Can you wipe out history? Can you ignore history? Do you tear down the pyramids? They were built by slaves. Do we tear them down? Go through Europe and tear down any number of huge monumental buildings that were built by slaves. Where does the debate go? I think in disowning Jefferson and Jackson, a party that is already becoming irrelevant in states all over the country is becoming more and more irrelevant. And I think it's a huge mistake to do away with the Jefferson-Jackson names. Hey, Jim Brown on the Common Sense Show. My website is radiocommonsense.com. That's radiocommonsense.com. Take a look at who we have on the show each week. See my weekly column. Have some fun. I think you'll enjoy it. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We'll come on back to make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, we always talk a good bit on this show about taking care of yourself, improving your health. How can you live longer and live healthier, have a better quality of life? And most of us focus on diets and exercise. I think that diet is two-thirds, maybe 70% of taking care of yourself. I exercise every day. I swim. I ride a bike. But I got to tell you, it's the diet that makes a huge, huge difference. And I've kept my weight down. I'm 77. I look pretty healthy. And it's all, I put most of it to diet, quite frankly. And so, any event, as we get older, as we age, we've been taught that chronic medical problems are just part of aging and that we can treat them with medications and surgeries. And so it's just we have to accept the fact we're told by a lot of medical people that life is in decline and we pretty much are inevitable that we're going to have a number of problems and that medicine can just make it more tolerable, you see, just more tolerable for you to kind of help take care of our joints. And that's the general feeling within the medical community and with so much of what we read. Hey, exercise, watch what you eat. Try to eat healthy, stay away from the sugar, low carbs, have more protein, and just suck up the fact that you've got arthritis and things hurt a little bit. Well, I read an interesting study here very recently about, it was in a medical journal, happened to pick it up when I was seeing a doctor, about citizens that live in a little town called Beipan, China, Beipan, B-A-P-A-N, China. And it's known as the Longevity Village. And it's called that due to its concentration of older residents. Now, it's only got a population of about 550. But it has about one centurion or someone over 100 years old for every 100 people living there. In other words, they get a lot of people over there that are over 100 years old. And the ratio the average ratio is 1 in 5,780. They are 1 in 500. They don't have a population of 550. They've got a higher population. But they've got a very large number of people who are over 100 years old. And so some folks went in to look at what made them able to make this transition to where they could live this much longer? What was the key? And again, what made Longevity Village something special? Well, they have a good diet. They're free of added sugars and processed foods living in a rural area like that. And that's one of our problems where, you know, we've talked about this before, where when I go to shop and I try to buy organic food, and I want to try to shop on the outside of the aisles, not up and down the aisles. The processed foods are up and down the aisles. That's where the canned foods are, the bottled foods, the boxed foods. The fresh foods are on the outside of the aisle, where you find all the fresh fruits and vegetables and that kind of thing in, around the outside of the aisle, the yogurts, not up and down the aisle. But in any event, you wonder, what do the villagers of Baypan do to live a long, healthy life? And again, I said a good diet that makes a big, big difference, number one. And then the older residents of Longevity Village never intended to exercise, but they get exercise, lots of it. Almost every waking minute of their lives, they're spent in motion. They all carry on gardens. They've got a garden that they undertake, and they work in the fields, and so they stay very active. They don't get on a treadmill. They don't have treadmills over in Baypan, China. But they stay very busy and move throughout the day. That makes a big difference. But then you know what the study said? Some other things. It said they smile a good bit. They smile an awful lot when they're there. And smiling relaxes you and keeps you your better attitude, and that smiling is very important. That's what the villagers said. I also read a follow-up study published in Psychological Science magazine showing that baseball players who smiled in their playing card photographs live 7 years longer on average than those who look real stern, tough. So the lesson is, the next time you stand in front of a mirror, grin at yourself. Then make it a habit. You're going to live a lot longer. You're going to live a lot longer. That was a key out of this study of Baypan, China. Another thing is stress. Living in a rural area like this, there's very little stress. And we can give show study after study that when there is stress in your life and you can't handle that stress, it makes a huge difference in weighing you down. It leads to heart attacks, heart problems, diabetes, so many things when you have a high level of stress. And these folks who are picking vegetables, they think that working in the field is a difficult work. No, we like it. It's hard work. But he says, when I get back home, I don't think how hard it is. I'm only feeling satisfied. What have I accomplished for the day? Good attitude. Hey, I had a good day. I worked hard. Take away the stress. The thing is, don't forget to play. I mean, enjoy yourself a little bit. I mean, whatever your hobby is. Do you have some good hobbies? I mentioned I just took up drawing. I'm not a good drawer at all, but I'm learning to draw. I'm working a little bit more on my tenor guitar. Give me an outlet, and guitar is music. And so that's something that's very important. Don't forget to play whatever you do and balancing all that out. And then I think the other thing that those studying this longevity village in Baypan, China, was these folks didn't really shy away from getting older. They almost looked forward to aging. They felt like that life would continue to get better and that it wasn't to get, they didn't have a pessimistic view about it. And they really said that the best years of their lives were when they're older, when they could enjoy their grandkids, when they had free time to do other attributes they wanted to do, when they weren't pressed. And that was all going into the mix of living into a long, productive life. And so I just share that with you. And I go back to diet. I really spent some time studying this in terms of what you ought to do for diet. I've got myself a little routine. I put some protein powder and a variety of hemp seeds, protein powder. I put some flax seed for my heart. And I just put a little combination cocktail together, put in a blender with some ice, put in some fat-free yogurt, a little sugar-free blueberry juice, mix it up as kind of my daily breakfast. It's a big cup, fills me up quite a bit. That's what I have for breakfast. At lunch, I try to eat maybe a salad, a little protein, maybe a piece of fish 3 or 4 times a week. Eat a light dinner. I sure miss those desserts. Well, it depends on your age. When you get to be my age, you can say, look, I've had some great desserts in the past. Let me think back on the memories of them. But a little common sense in what you eat goes a long, long way. And, you know, we in America, we've been taught, remember when your mother said you got to clean your plate, got to eat up all that food? Well, that's really a mistake. You don't want to clean that plate. You ought to. I know some people say first of all, our plates are bigger than European plates. They're about 2 inches wider than European plates. So if you go to buy some new plates, get some smaller plates. So when your plate is filled up, it's not quite as big. Then number two, with your spouse, you ought to share things. I know a lady where I live, a very wealthy lady. It's not a question of money, but she and her friend, who she takes to lunch, they just agree to share, split it in half, and just eat half the amount of food, and that makes a big, big difference. Hydration as you get older. We're talking about older people particularly. You just can't drink enough water. I don't care what you say. You just can't drink enough water. I find I'll often get my throat kind of dry. And I know, hey, I didn't have enough water that day. I try to drink, 10 bottles of water a day, at least 10. A good rule of thumb, whenever you don't pass a fountain, a water fountain, without stopping. Even if you're not thirsty, just get in the habit of always stopping and at the water fountain and drinking some water. It'll make a huge, huge difference for you, I think. So there's just a few tips about that I got thinking about when I read this study about so many people over 100 years old. We've got the Olympics down here in Baton Rouge, the Senior Olympics, and I saw today that the world record for a female over 100 years old was set. The lady, I think she's from Ohio, yesterday on the track at the Bernie Marr Stadium out at LSU, set a new world's record for someone over 100 years old. Lady's over 100 years old, and she's running the 100-meter dash. Tell you, that is really encouraging to think you can do something like that. Anyway, you may not be able to do that. Your knees may not hold up like mine, but you find some other attributes, some ways to make yourself healthy and make yourself feel a lot better. And kudos to Beipan China. Those folks smile a lot, rethink stress, don't forget to play, and look forward to old age. Hey, Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show. Going to take a break for the top of the hour. Then we're going to come back and talk about snorting chocolate, this next fad going on. I don't understand it. We'll have to explain. Freshen up your coffee. Enjoy the news. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it. Don't know how. Don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.